My peace of mind is my wealth, however I define it. So, how will I know when I have enough money? Asked my new client. Where do I begin? I believe there are two types of people. Those who are forever driven by anxiety, competition, and adrenaline. And those who are seeking a place where the anxiety and adrenaline no longer play a role. Today, I'm one of the latter. When I first started working, more was always better. That motivated me through business startups and failures, getting degrees, fighting for promotions, quitting jobs, and countless all-nighters to meet ever more demanding deadlines, until I lost everything at 53. Maybe losing everything is what caused the change. Or maybe it's just something that creeps up on us women as we get into our 50s. Whatever the answer is, I licked my proverbial wounds, examined what had happened so I'd learn the lesson offered, and reinvented myself, I found my drive had changed. No longer did I have to have the right address to impress anyone. I was more content with a smaller footprint that would cost less and leave more money in the disposable income column. No longer was making millions a motivator in and of itself. Far more important was knowing exactly what I needed to have set aside to guarantee a safe and sound old age, and to add to it over time so those years can be richer and richer. What had actually changed was my definition of wealth. It was no longer how much I made each month or year compared to someone else, or whether the cars in the other driveways on my street were newer or older, or how many covered square feet my house had under the roof. Suddenly, the most important money-related goal was peace of mind. Glorious peace of mind, freedom from financial worry, the ability to pay my monthly bills, and knowing that I'd be okay for the rest of my life. I'd always have a roof over my head, food on the table, and a glass of fine red wine to sip as I watched the sunset at the end of each peaceful day. Early on, as I climbed out of the financial hole I had dug for myself and started rebuilding my business on a more solid foundation, okay looked pretty modest. And from there, as more and more money is set aside and invested, okay means having more and more choices available to me of how I will spend each day doing what pleases me at the moment. Am I through building my nest egg? Not at all. But as good and bad things happen in my business, as they do in entrepreneurial ventures, I know that no matter what, I am assured peace of mind for life. I recognize how individual the definition of wealth is. It means something different for each of us. For some, it might have a number or a lifestyle attached to it. For others, it might be an ever-growing, unreachable target. But what has really surprised me is how few people ever take the time to consciously define the word wealth clearly for themselves. So I ask you, what does wealth mean to you? Let us know in the comment section below.